Thanks for joining me. This is the show Never Heard That, and my name is Andrew Mukey. We are going to be listening to the song My Weakness by American artist Moby from his mega-selling 1999 album Play. To the greater world, it may feel like Moby only really started his career with the Play album. As it turns out, there is a significant history and back catalogue that he had already produced. Having learnt guitar and piano as a youngster and studying music in various forms, he played in bands through to the mid-80s. At the same time, he started to work as a DJ and developed a preference towards working with electronic music. I found his 2016 autobiography, Porcelain, a memoir, a very interesting read. He describes this particular part of his life in such a way as to make it seem very unappealing. Sort of living in a squat with no running water or other basics, but with free electricity which allowed him the ability to really work on his music. Perhaps another classic case of where someone has sacrificed life's comforts for their art, but ultimately gained a grand payoff in the end. That result, of course, is never guaranteed. Some early singles under different names was followed by the first Moby release called Mobility in late 1990. He did a remix to the B-side of that single, a track called Go, and that attracted real support in the UK, where it went to number 10 in the charts and paved the way for him to appear on the TV show Top of the Pops in 1991. This mainstream success attracted other artists who wanted Moby to remix their work. It also, however, gave his record label Instinct the opportunity to release two albums, 1992's Moby and 1993's Ambient, which are both a collection of his previous work, including demos. He was not happy with it at the time, but now looks at those albums as time capsules. In 1993, Moby signed to a bigger label, Elektra Records, and also secured a distribution deal for Europe with Mute Records. Third album, or first, depending on your opinion, Everything Is Wrong, was released in 1995. The album was well received and Moby was part of the 1995 Lollapalooza Festival, but follow-up album 1996 Animal Rights was a different record altogether, with a splattering of guitar-driven rock songs. This seems to have come from some differences in opinion between Moby and Elektra regarding Everything Is Wrong, which resulted in Moby paying money to be released from his contract with them. Staying with Mute and also with Richard Branson's V2 label, 1999's Play was the result. Every track on Play was licensed to various films, advertisements and television shows. That didn't go down so well at first until Moby indicated that this included independent films and non-profit groups. Starting off slowly, the album then went gangbusters and is considered the biggest selling electronica album of all time. His musical adventures continued unabated from that point, and he has never been too far from wide acclaim, even when he does the unexpected. I get the sense that doing the unexpected is important to him, and I applaud him for that. Moby has a new record slated for 2020. It will be his 17th solo album. That is pretty impressive stuff. Here is the song My Weakness by American artist Moby from his mega-selling 1999 album, Play.